Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, running a digital agency, Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by keeping your site online secure and performing at its best. They even have a user-friendly dashboard called My Kinsta that simplifies the site management with tools for cache control, debugging, redirects, and CDN setup. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, you won't experience any downtime when switching to Kinsta. Plus, their 24/7, 365 human-only support is available in multiple languages to help with any inquiries, no matter how complex. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their website. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Founder Story. Today, we have Pauline Malcolm. And Pauline, you are the CEO of Brand Story Architect. And I'm excited to dive into all things tech, AI. I mean, these are huge topics that everyone is talking about and the impacts on your business, the good things, the bad things. And we're going to dive into all that. The future, what do you see in the future? Before we do that, though, Pauline, what was the inspiration behind wanting to start this company?
Thank you for that, Dan, and thank you for having me. So I've been in the digital tech and media landscape for close to 25 years. I'm dating myself from Silicon Alley, starting my career in New York to Silicon Valley, and also spent some time in Silicon Beach as well. So kind of did all coasts. And really, you know, through my experiences at companies like the Walt Disney Company to being the chief revenue officer most recently at Essence and tripling their revenue, I was always fascinated by brand storytelling, as well as working with top-notch creators and influencers. And I saw a lot of white space in the creator economy, and thought that, you know, through the work that I've done in helping brands build, you know, multi-million to multi-billion dollar companies through my marketing and sales efforts, wanted to do that for creators and also leverage AI in a way that can help them build their media empires, as well as high impact campaigns and partnerships for brands, all sort of powered by AI and data-driven technology. So that sort of was the inspiration for Brand Story Architect. Even within the name, it's all about crafting compelling stories and connecting brands with culture, leveraging technology. Hence the reason why our brand is Architect instead of Architect, because it's all kind of powered by AI.
There's a lot of articles I've been reading recently around, does a creator brand mean it's going to be more successful because they have an audience, and they give the examples of the ones that were super successful, but then also the ones that were not successful. And what do you think? What do you think gives the people the ability to be successful compared to not? Because many of these people that they gave an example, they have two people, successful, not successful. They both have, you know, millions and millions of following on different platforms. What do you think separates the two?
Such a great question. So it all comes down to authenticity, right? So what we do by leveraging AI, we're able to, you know, provide social listening as well as kind of drive and or tell if there is, you know, a brand affinity with that talent audience with the brand. So, for instance, if Target comes to us, we can use our technology and pretty much identify talent that has spoken very that are lovers of the brand, that are have a high affinity, that have shopped at Target and that have spoken about Target in a really positive way, and rather than just because someone has tens of millions of followers or even hundreds of thousands of followers, it doesn't necessarily mean that that person is going to be a good ambassador for your brand or that there is resonance with their audience. So by leveraging AI, we can match essentially the right creator with the right brand and ensure also that that story, that that video or content that they're creating on behalf of the brand is authentic. And that's what makes like the best partnerships, when there really is that synergy between what the talent is really passionate about, as well as, you know, the brand allowing the talent creative freedom as well. Brands are often so focused or very familiar with making commercials, but not necessarily leveraging content creators. So the affinity is definitely one thing, but also allowing creative freedom where that talent can create content that they know their audience likes. And really the brand is more authentically leaned into that as opposed to creating a commercial where their audience will smell that out, sniff that out right away and say, wait a minute, that looks like a commercial. That tends to cause either friction or the worst partnerships versus like when it's authentic and also there's creative freedom, which tends to create the best partnerships where it just looks like it's a harmonious fit for both the brand and the talent.
The days of throwing spaghetti against the wall maybe are over. Hopefully you're gonna help solve this, because I think there is a lot of friction, like you're saying, between the two. If it doesn't resonate with the audience gets turned away, and then it might even impact the brand negatively depending on who the creator is. Since you were an executive before at Essence and you've been in the media space, how do you see AI and creators transforming the media landscape?
Oh my gosh, in many different ways. You know, again, sort of like that data-driven insights that, you know, AI can provide is just going to help provide a lot more precision, right? And so, and also what I hear from a lot of partners to this day is that there's no standardized way of really tracking performance. Like, is likes, views, and shares don't really tell you the full story. They don't tell you the full funnel marketing story. So I think what you're going to start to see with AI and what we're working on from a technology standpoint is to provide both guaranteed outcomes. So guaranteeing impressions is one thing, but also ensuring that you know how many people actually took action after they saw a piece of content. So following or being able to provide full funnel metrics from awareness to engagement, which I think there's a lot of tools out there that provide that, but more bottom funnel metrics as well. So you get the full story, like what was the sales lift? You know, how many people took action? Did this really drive some sort of reaction from my consumer? I think AI is going to help really transform that and make things more predictive, where, you know, it will be more formulaic in terms of if I make, you know, 10 pieces of content on a monthly basis, I know I'm going to get X sort of reaction or X lift from my consumers. So I think it will also help with like recency, frequency of when content should be made, as well as what type of actions, predicting the types of actions that consumers might take from that content.
I really enjoy watching comedic content, and I like when they integrate an ad, and I don't even know it's an ad. I just think it's another funny video. And then I realize that they're advertising. I'm like, that's very creative content.
Very clever. Mm-hmm.
Very clever. I love how if a brand allows a creator, I think you can tell when the brand allows a creator flexibility to how, you know, to doing it their way versus like the brand wanting it to be their way. How do you see AI just transforming content creation, transforming brands going forward in the future, knowing that it's just been, I mean, it's going at a pace that should, I don't think we could even keep up. Like, our brains can't even keep up just how fast AI has been moving, even over the last only few years. Where do you see this going?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Like, I'm seeing some really interesting sort of content creation, like, models happening, which, you know, like, for instance, a trend that I've been seeing is like virtual creators that are all AI driven, which kind of freaks some people out. But I think that that's an opportunity for real life creators to leverage sort of like a hybrid model where, you know, they create content where it stars themselves, but also maybe a virtual character, which could be really interesting, where you're almost like an animated, like, avatar, just kind of creating dimensions and having some fun and innovation with the content that you're creating. So I think that, like, the virtual characters is a really interesting model that I've been seeing, like, even brands testing. Like, I saw Prada did like a collaboration with like a virtual influencer. And again, I think that there's a way that real life creators can add more excitement to their content by adding virtual or AI driven characters. I think that AI is also going to help with automation and just being able, from a creator standpoint, be more efficient on how you're pushing content out, where it's a lot more automated. There are some really good tools out there like Hootsuite and others that allows you, that are all AI powered, that allows you to automate your content creation. And then just some of the innovations that I'm seeing, even with like video creation. Again, I think that this is all good for creators. I know a lot of people are scared and they think that that may eliminate their role as a creator. But I think that that human connectivity is so important and that people still want that. And that AI is just a way, again, to be more innovative and really allow you to supercharge your creativity.
I never thought about the use of, like you're saying, creating a virtual version of yourself or somebody else or something where you integrate that, because I think we're all focused on replacement. You know, what if a brand can just create their own creators, can build their own things that's like their own assets? Would they even use humans? But I like the idea that you said, I've never even thought about that, of having somebody combined. My fear is, of course, the replacement side. Why would they need somebody? Do you have any fears around AI?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, AI is generative AI, especially, it's like it's still sort of like a somewhat average intelligence human. And I think at the height, it's going to be like the most genius amongst us, right? So there is definitely, I know, fear around replacement, but I do truly believe that AI will be a tool that will help us be smarter, more efficient, and that will actually even allow more creativity, because it's kind of taking, eliminating the mundanity of a lot of the work that we do, which will then open up our brains to be even more creative and accelerate things that have never been done before. Because with the large language models, it's kind of like working off of data points or things that have already been done. So I think that there's still room for creativity and new ways of thinking, because we're leveraging sort of AI to kind of take the mundanity out of our everyday and allow for new opportunities or new innovation to transpire.
I think I use AI tools like ChatGPT and others maybe even more than I use Google nowadays. I never thought I, you know, 6 months ago, if you told me that, I'd say that you're wrong. But I think I do. I search more, research. I mean, it's pretty, the tools are pretty amazing. I mean, it's insane. I really like the idea that it's going to open up the creativity, but it's also taking previous stuff. So there's still room for us to be, the people that are creative are going to maybe even accelerate past those that are not creative. So if there's 1,000 creators right now who are sitting here listening, and they are like, wow, I need this. I need, brand sponsorships. I want to make, generate more money. I want to, expand my income. Do you have any advice for them maybe before they even come to talk to you? Is there something that they should be doing or looking at, or something that you're even finding what drives a brand to even want to work with a creator? Is there any tips or strategies that they can do?
Absolutely. So, what I recommend to all the creators that we work with, and this is a model that that we apply to all of our sort of like client partners, we call them, is really thinking about yourself like a media company and almost like a network, a mini network, right? So especially for micro creators or creators that are trying to take their content to the next level, think about your content like a TV network where there's, consistency with your content. So if you have a format, maybe it's sketch comedy, right? Every Wednesday, make sure that you're posting a new episode, or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know that you can come to your channel and find fresh new content. What that's doing, it's creating sort of like consistent and repeatable behavior with your audience and, and engagement as well, right? But what it's also signaling to brands is that you're becoming, or you are, a professional content creator, right? And you're developing formats that you know resonate well with your audience, because, and then you also have a consistent pattern. If you're uploading content 3 days a week, 4 days a week, and people know to tune in, you're acting like a mini TV network, which is what I think modern day creators are. They are the new TV networks. And you're creating sort of like a consistent sort of audience that's tuning in, and you're getting 500,000 views or whatever it is. And that's something that I can take to a brand and say, X talent, they're repeatable, or they have this format 3 times a week and they have a consistent audience. This is what you can expect organically. And then if we run it through paid media, then you can expect X amount of outcome. But we know this is what this brand or this is what this talent is getting on an organic basis. So that's like one of the, like, start considering yourself as a mini brand, so to speak, and acting like a TV channel and being consistent with your content and the formats that you create.
I took a lot of things away, and I really like that you're creating your own media brand. And part of that is it's basically your own TV channel. It gets me thinking that many creators, at least people go into it, they want to just create something. They want to dance. They want to make comedy, whatever they want to do. And then it starts to build upon something. But I don't think a lot of them fully understand what they're building, that it could be something big, because they just want to, it's like a doctor goes into being a doctor because they want to help people, but they're not always great at business.
Right.
So it's just thinking about it like, okay, I'm not just somebody dancing on TikTok.
I remember a time when a last minute project threatened to derail our schedule because we didn't have the right people. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posting on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast, because when I was looking to fill a role, the process was overwhelming and slow. I wish I had Indeed back then. Indeed sponsored jobs are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/founderstory. Just go to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring
Indeed is all you need. I love learning a few words before traveling. It's opened up doors to new friends and unforgettable experiences, all thanks to Rosetta Stone. This isn't just any language tool. It's the leading program on desktop and mobile, immersing you naturally in your chosen language. With an intuitive design, you learn like you learned your first language, through real conversations without endless memorization. One standout feature is the True Accent Speech Recognition. It's like having a personal language coach in your pocket, refining your accent and boosting your confidence. Whether you're gearing up for a dream job, a trip abroad, or simply personal growth, Rosetta Stone's 30 years of expertise and 25 languages ensures you are in great company. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Founder Story listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today. Have you ever ended a long day tossing and turning, wishing for a night of truly restorative sleep? Did you know that we spend a nearly third of our lives in bed? It's no wonder March Sleep Awareness Month reminds us that every night counts. I'm Daniel, and I believe that a better night's sleep can change your life. That's why I trust Avocado Green Mattress. And you know, I've talked about this before. Sleep is so important. We've had so many guests on to talk about just how important it is, and something I'm so passionate about because of my own sleepless nights. Then I discovered Avocado with mattresses crafted from certified organic latex, wool, and cotton. Avocado offers unmatched comfort and support, catering to every sleep style. Not only does it help me wake up refreshed, but its naturally temperature regulating materials promote overall wellness. And as someone who cares deeply about the planet, I appreciate the Avocado sustainable practices, keeping our environment in mind too. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better.
That this is a brand in itself. This is a business. I want longevity. I'm going to make a career out of this. I need to think differently. And I think this is going to help a lot of people thinking differently, even from the start or as you're going, versus trying to change things and stuff when you've kind of hit some sort of peak level. But Pauline, if people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out more information, how can they do so?
Absolutely. So if you want to learn more, there's a couple of ways to get in contact with me. I'm on the app Intro, where you can book time and learn more tips on AI as well as marketing. Also visit our website, brandstoryarchitect.com or paulinemalcolm.com. So that's three different ways to get in contact with me. If you want to have one-on-one advice, or if you want to work with us and become a client of Brand Story Architect, visit us at brandstoryarchitect.com.
Brand Story Architect, Pauline Malcolm. I love Intro, by the way. It's really, I've made some amazing connections on Intro. It's a really great place, but I'm really excited about the things that you said today. It's totally making me rethink what I'm doing, and you know, for myself, in my mind, I'm already thinking like, what can I do differently? How can I change things? Because many people obviously want to get brand deals. They want to, you know, turn it into a career, but they have no idea what to do or what's next. So PaulineMalcolm.com. Thank you so much, Pauline, for sharing everything today, all the success, everything that you're doing. It's very inspirational. And I can't wait to have you back here on Founder Story.
Thank you so much, Dan, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you, but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.